Hello, hello from our shiny new digs. Well, not really. We're working on our current office space. It's going to be amazing. We're still unpacking, but the views, chef's kiss. That's what I figured I'd show you today. Today's show is brought to you by our friends at Mammoth Tourism. Because adventure, it doesn't just happen. It's curated. Coming up, we've got trout that are practically jumping into your lap, a call for Mammoth's most generous hosts, a spring ski update that'll have you trading flip-flops for ski boots, and a softball showdown that proves the Broncos always bring the heat. So whether you're tuning in from a camp chair, a cubicle, or your freshly composted garden bed, stick around. We've got the news you didn't know you needed with just the right amount of sass. Anglers, mark your calendars. California's general trout season kicks off on April 26th, opening up a vast array of waters across the Eastern Sierra. While year-round fishing is available, Fishmas signifies the opening of many resort lakes, mountain creeks, and tributaries, expanding opportunities for fly fishing enthusiasts. Given this year's above average water levels, many are excited by what this season may bring. As a reminder, ensure you follow all rules and regulations and watch for invasive species such as golden mussels. For more information, please visit easternsierranow.com. The Mammoth Lakes Film Festival is set to return for its 11th annual celebration from May 21st through the 26th. As the festival welcomes filmmakers from around the globe, organizers are seeking local condos and homes owners willing to host visiting artists and staff during the event. Those who offer accommodations will receive a complimentary VIP pass and acknowledgement in the festival program. If you have a condo, mother-in-law unit, spare bedroom, or other accommodations available and wish to support the arts community, please reach out to Festival Director Shira Dubrovner at mammothlakesff@gmail.com. Early bird passes for the festival are now on sale, offering attendees the chance to experience a diverse lineup of films and engage with emerging talents in the industry.
Escaping to fall color in the Eastern Sierra is easier than ever. United Airlines flies September 6th through October 6th on Fridays and Sundays from San Francisco direct to Bishop. And Unreal Winter Adventure is just around the corner. Advanced Air will have flights from Carlsbad and Hawthorne LAX directly into Mammoth Lakes, along with United running flights from San Francisco and Denver direct to Bishop starting mid-December. For more information, go to visitmammoth.com/flying.
Mammoth Lakes.
The remains of U.S. Army Private Roman Cherubini, who was killed in action during World War II, have been identified through DNA analysis, previously buried in the National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific in Honolulu as a World War II unknown. Cherubini was accounted for on December 16, 2024. He'll be laid to rest with full military honors on Saturday, April 26, 2025, in Big Pine, California, right there at the cemetery, next to his twin brother, Raymond Cherubini. This ceremony honors his service and brings closure to his family. The Mammoth Lakes Basin is anticipated to open for pedestrian access on April 25, 2025. This seasonal opening allows visitors to enjoy the area's natural beauty on foot or by bike. This will come after the snow removal efforts begin. Motorized access will remain restricted until conditions permit. Camping in the area is also set to open on time with conditions assessed weekly throughout the campground's open period. You can find more information about these areas and their opening dates at easternsierranow.com. Because where else would you find anything? Come on. Feeling overwhelmed by hashtags, reels, and the algorithm? Let Eastern Sierra Now wrangle your socials while you run your business. We turn likes into loyal customers and custom content, engaging posts, and smart strategy, all tailored to your vibe and your audience. Whether you're a coffee shop, a boutique, or the town's best kept secret, we'll make sure you're trending in all the right ways. Stop scrolling. Start growing. Contact us today at advertise@easternsierranow.com. Well, it looks like we've got a lot of exciting events coming up this week, starting off strong with an event for the member of the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce. Chamber members can benefit for hands-on social media sessions for this business with this business for free. The second session will be held tonight at 5:30 p.m. Also tonight, Distant Brewing, in association with Eastern Sierra Pool, will be hosting their weekly pool tournament at 6 p.m. Tournament is $20, and all payouts will go to the winners. Artists can enjoy a live figure drawing event at C5 Art Studios tonight at 6 p.m. This event is for individuals over the age of 18 and is not considered a class, meaning no instructor will be present. Tomorrow morning, the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce will hold their monthly community coffee through Zoom starting at 8:30 a.m. The meeting will include updates from Mammoth Hospital CEO Tom Parker, sharing updates on the North Wing project, and will feature Starbucks as this month's coffee shop. Lastly, IMACA will hold a food distribution in Mammoth at the St. Joseph's Church this Friday starting at 12 p.m. You may sign up online at IMACA's website. For more information on these events, please visit easternsierranow.com/events or just download our mobile app. You know you want to. Well, folks, it's that magical time of year when you can ski in the morning and sunbathe by lunch. We're rolling into classic spring conditions up on the mountain, and here's what you need to know before you strap in. We're sitting on a solid 63-inch base, and conditions are prime for early risers. With 155 trails and 9 lifts spinning across 3 parks, there's no shortage of terrain to get your turns in. Cooler temps and moderate winds are in today's forecast, paired with partial cloud cover and maybe a sprinkle later this week. So keep those goggles handy, just in case. Now, if carving corduroy is your vibe, set the alarm and hit the hill early. By mid-afternoon, it's springtime magic. Soft snow, smooth laps, and yes, plenty of snake runs for the adventurous. A quick note, Canyon and Eagle Lodges have wrapped up for the season. So all action is now centralized at Main Lodge. And remember, we're on spring hours, so lifts are spinning daily from 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Bottom line, pack the sunscreen, prep the playlist, and come enjoy the sweet, slushy spring skiing while it lasts. You feeling like your taste buds need a little fiesta? Saddle up and head over to Bonanza Mexican Restaurant, where the salsa is bold, the enchiladas are legendary, and every bite feels like a flavor stampede. We've got the full scoop on our latest ESN Spotlight, from secret family recipes to what keeps locals and visitors coming back for more. Hint, it's not just the margaritas, but that does help. Read the article now at easternsierranow.com, then swing by Bonanza for a meal that's worth writing home and a spotlight about Bonanza Mexican Restaurant, where the food is caliente and the vibes are muy bien. All right, this sports segment is brought to you, of course, by Back Alley Bull and Grill, where the only thing better than a strike is the burger that follows. Last week, the Bishop Broncos varsity baseball team delivered a commanding performance, defeating the Mammoth Huskies 23-3. Pitcher Richie Talavera led the charge, going the distance and allowing only 3 runs on 7 hits while striking out 7 batters. This decisive win adds to the Broncos' impressive season, showcasing their offensive prowess and solid defense. The Bishop Broncos varsity softball team hit the road yesterday, traveling to Kern Valley for a league matchup. Despite a spirited effort, the Broncos fell short, losing 8-12. Pitcher Sienna Fuller took the mound for 4 1/3 innings, allowing 9 runs on 4 hits. The Broncos battled at the plate, but the Kern Valley offense proved too strong, securing the win. While the game didn't go in Bishop's favor, the team continues to show determination and resilience as they progress through the season. Remember, after cheering on the Broncos, swing by Back Alley Bull and Grill, where you can celebrate the highs and regroup after the lows with great food and good company. Last item on today's news, let's take a look at the weather forecast for Bishop and Mammoth Lakes from Wednesday through Friday. Today, expected mostly clear skies with a high of 77 and a low of 41. Sorry, noon whistle. That's how you know you live in a small town. There's an air raid siren every day at noon. Bishop, today expect mostly clear skies with a high around 77, low 41. Winds will be from the west-northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy conditions with a high near 77, lows 43, wind shifting to the south-southeast at 10 to 15. And Friday, mostly sunny skies will return with temperatures climbing to around 70 and a low of 36. Pleasant day to enjoy the outdoors. Today in Mammoth Lakes, partly sunny with a high near 56 and a low of 25. Southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, highs 58, low of 30. Winds becoming southwest at 5 miles per hour in the afternoon, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Friday, 20% chance of snow. I didn't expect that one. In the afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 47 and lows of 24. Southwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. So whether you're hiking in Bishop or hitting the slopes in Mammoth Lakes, be prepared for a mix of sun and wind with a slight chance of snow as we head into the weekend. Stay safe and enjoy the beautiful Eastern Sierra weather. And that's the news from our fresh new headquarters, well, at least outside of it. Still smelling like drywall and potential It's amazing. Big thanks again to the Mammoth Tourism for keeping the Stoke High and the trails open. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, because supporting local journalists, it's the second best thing you can do after remembering to recycle your takeout containers. I'd argue either one is probably just as important. We'll be back with more headlines, high desert hot takes, and hopefully fewer cardboard boxes under the desk. Trust me, this has been hell. It's going to be for the best. Until then, stay curious, Eastern Sierra.